Next is a progress note for John Schultz, S-C-H-U-L-T-Z. Date was August 22nd, 2022. Place was Cobb and Glenn and Frankenmuth. Apparently, Mr. Schultz was seen because of ascites, period. He was hospitalized recently and was seen post-hospitalization, period. He had ascites and had paracentesis, period. They removed about 5 liters of fluid, period. This was in the radiology department, period. He follows Dr. Liu, an oncologist, Dr. Liu in Saginaw, period. He admits to having evidence of liver disease, and he admits to drinking, and he takes about 3 shots a night, and seems to have evidence of liver disease, period. He may need further paracentesis or shun. New paragraph, he has a diarrhea which is baseline and continues with cholestyramine, period. It occurs usually once a day and has not been as bad in the past few weeks, period. He does still have some tympani as well. He does have gas and has been on simethicone, which helped, period. He appears stable from the standpoint of his coronary artery disease, and he had a bypass in the early 90s. Period. His blood pressure seems stable, and today was on the low side, period. New paragraph, review of system is negative for chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting, and there's some abdominal distension with slight pain, period. New paragraph, examination. He was not acutely distressed. Blood pressure 92 or 50. Temperature 97.1, pulse 69 with spite rate 18. Lungs were cleared to percussion and auscultation. Cardiovascular, normal S1, S2, no gout, no murmur. No significant, and there is some edema, period. Abdominal exam shows some shifting dullness to suggest some ascites, but there's also quite a bit of tympani in the abdomen laying flat, period. In paragraph assessment of plan 1, he has ascites, likely due to the liver disease, and likely has some degree of cirrhosis, period. He'll follow up with gastroenterology, period. If this recurs, you may need a shunt. 2, he has known coronary artery disease, which is currently stable with aspirin 81 milligrams daily, metoprolol 50 milligrams daily, period. 3, he has diabetes mellitus type 2 controlled with Jardiance 25 milligrams daily plus glimepiride 1 milligrams daily, period. 4, he has diarrhea and alkalinity cholestyramine, 4 grams in water twice a day, period. 5, his hypertension is controlled by Sinopril 20 milligrams daily plus metoprolol 50 milligrams daily plus a period. 7, for the ascites and edema, I will continue Lasix 40 milligrams daily plus aldactone. Twenty-five milligrams twice a day, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating.